Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of January 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed the plea of Mukesh, one of the four convicts in the Nirbhaya case, against the rejection of mercy plea by the president. The court has held that there was no merit in the contention that no material was placed before the president for the decision. The bench added that alleged ill-treatment and cruelty in jail is no ground to grant mercy and that the president has acted expeditiously is no ground to hold that there was no application of mind. Supreme Court has held that the quick consideration of the mercy petition and swift rejection of the same cannot be a ground for judicial review of the order passed under Article 72 and 161 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has granted bail to an accused charged under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 on the ground that there is a reasonable possibility that he may be acquitted. Delhi High Court has issued notices on a plea challenging the levy of exorbitant enrollment and other fees by the Bar Council of Delhi and the Bar Council of India. Supreme Court has granted interim bail to 14 persons sentenced to life imprisonment for the murder of 23 people in a Gujarat riots case of 2002, on the condition that they would keep aside 6 hours a week to engage themselves in spiritual and social service. Supreme Court has green-flagged the project to introduce African cheetah in various sites in India while ordering a proper study on the subject. The African cheetah will be introduced on an experimental basis in the best suitable habitat to see whether it can adapt to Indian conditions. Supreme Court has interpreted the meaning of the words flood and inundation in an insurance contract to include coastal floods, fluvial floods, river floods, and pluvial floods, surface floods. The court observed that pluvial floods occur independently of a water body and are not restricted to overflow of water bodies. Supreme Court has said that suitability and competence should be the criteria in deciding command appointments within the army and there should not be any gender discrimination. Supreme Court has expunged the adverse comments made by the Securities Appellate Tribunal against the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, in order regarding the handling of an investor's complaint. Supreme Court has observed that there is no obligation on the airlines to escort every passenger after issuing him her a boarding pass at the check-in counter until he/she reaches the boarding gate. Supreme Court has directed a Bidvest Group company to go to the Delhi High Court to challenge an arbitration tribunal's interim order that restrained it from transferring its stake in Mumbai International Airport Limited, MIAL, to any third party until further notice. Supreme Court has asked a non-resident Indian petitioner, who filed a plea alleging corruption in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, to approach the High Court first with her grievances. Gujarat High Court has held that the archaic and outdated practice of two-finger test, conducted to determine the virginity consent of a rape victim, is unconstitutional. The court held that the two-finger test is violative of the right of the victim to privacy, physical and mental integrity and dignity. Kerala High Court has held that Cochin International Airport Limited, CIAL, cannot be said to be an instrumentality of state within the meaning of Article 12 of the Constitution of India, 1949. The court further observed that the employment of the persons by CIAL or the termination of their services does not involve any public element. Karnataka High Court has dropped the criminal contempt proceedings initiated against Deccan Herald and three local Kannada news channels, BTV, TV5 and Digvijay, for publishing false news, after accepting their unconditional apology and their willingness to pay a total cost of 73 lakhs rupees. Delhi High Court has sought a response from the Aam Aadmi Party government, the Traffic Police and the Election Commission on a plea challenging the fine of 10,000 rupees levied on an auto rickshaw driver for displaying the message, "I love Kejriwal" while on his vehicle. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain petitions by several independent candidates challenging the rejection of their nomination for contesting the assembly polls. The court has observed that under the Representation of People Act, 1951, only one election petition is permissible, and it can be filed only after the results are declared. Karnataka High Court has held that the entity registered under the Karnataka Sohard Sahakari Act, 1997 fits into the definition of cooperative society as enacted by subsection 19 of section 2 of the Income Tax, ITA, Act, 1961 for the purpose of tax deduction under subsection 1 of section 80P of ITA. Bombay High Court has held that no provisional attachment under section 83 of the Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, Act, 2017 can be made in absence of any specific proceedings pending against such taxable persons. Gujarat High Court has held that the lawyer fee legal assistance expenditure taken by the assessee on day-to-day basis for the purpose of business can be treated as revenue expenditure, deductible from taxable income. Karnataka High Court has granted bail to a Bangladeshi Christian woman, citing Section 2 of the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019, according to which minorities from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan who have entered India on or before the 31st of December, 2014, should not be treated as legal immigrants. Calcutta High Court has held that indulgence in sting operation purportedly in public interest does not extinguish the criminal liability of an individual. More so, when materials collected in the course of the investigation show the activities of the petitioners are not altruistic but are portents of blackmail and extortion. Delhi Court has dismissed a plea filed by the Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal and other Aam Aadmi Party members challenging a summoning order in a defamation case filed by Delhi Bharatiya Janata Party through its Vice President. National Company Law Tribunal has allowed Videocon to extend the corporate insolvency resolution process for 90 days. Securities and Exchange Board of India has approved Burger King India's proposal to float an initial public order. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has sought a report from the Telangana Director General of Police, DGP. On the 22nd of January on a complaint alleging harassment by senior police officials against a person who was protesting against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019, CAA, in the state of Telangana, the commission sought a report from the DGP regarding the claims of intimidation used by police officials while the protester was exercising his right to peaceful assembly, in 4 weeks' time. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has notified rules for winding up of companies, making it easier for smaller firms to wind up businesses without taking approval. The ministry has provided rules for summary procedures for liquidation of companies of asset size of 1 crore rupee, which have not accepted deposits exceeding 25 lakhs rupees, have a turnover less than 50 crores rupees and total loan under 25 lakhs rupees.